All right. My name is Nicholas Johnny Davis, and I'm along with John Jarama, and we will be interviewing Seth Newman through phone call on July 19th, 2022. Seth, do you give us permission to record and make public this oral history?
Yes, I do.
All right. And just as a reminder, you do not have to answer any questions that make you feel uncomfortable. Now, yes. Will you please share with us some basic information, such as your name?
Okay. My name is Seth Newman. I go to Austin High School. I'm going to be a senior in the school year that is upcoming, and I am an MBK fellow starting next year, so I look forward to being more involved with the MBK program.
All right, and just as extra questions, what is your place of origin, or where were you born?
All right, okay, so I was born just a state over in Connecticut, you know, and we kind of moved here because that's kind of where we were set up in Westchester. So this is.
And what is your ethnic identity?
Our ethnic identity? Well, here, I am biracial. On my father's side, he's actually Ukrainian. On my mother's side, she's Grenadian, which is, if you don't know, a small island in the Caribbean, south of Barbados.
All right. Now, if I were to live an average week in your community, what would I experience?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question?
If I were to live an average week inside of your community, what would I experience?
Literally the same thing as you experience in your community, because it's not too dissimilar from mine. That's all. You know, the same old.
So you would say it's like most other communities around the state?
Around the state? Well, I don't know about that.
Like, what is, like, I know, like, we all share the same community, but, like, how would you describe it to someone who didn't live here?
How would I describe it to someone who didn't live here?
Yeah.
I actually never really thought about that. All right, so here's what I would say. I would describe the community as almost a hybrid suburb. You know, now I don't know about crime or anything, because I really haven't seen all that much crime here in Westchester, here in Austin. But I would describe it as a relatively safe place to live, with only a few instances of bad things happening.
All right. Now, how did you become involved with MBK? When you joined, what do you expect?
How did I join and what did I expect?
Yes.
So, in 2020, during freshman year, I was at the course fair, and then I saw my French teacher, Dr. Sar, introducing me to this course at the time, because I'm pretty sure when in 2020, MBK was a course, and then it just got moved to an after-school program, if my memory serves correct. So he introduced me to the program, I said yes, and then I really liked Dr. Sar, and we were really good. We were really close, and I was slaughter. But other than that, when I was sitting behind a computer screen going to the after-school meeting, I felt very, you know, at home. I felt like the people, the mentors I had were very understanding. And it was really respectful. You know, we were all organized and we weren't, like, we didn't come to mess around 2 years ago. You know?
And, how do you think or describe how MBK has impacted our community?
Our community? To be totally honest, from what I've seen, we've done a little bit. We've gone on some nature walks. We've really, you know, learned things that I don't think people in MBK would have learned had it not been for MBK. So, you know, some impact, little minor impact. Like, we haven't done really anything. We haven't, like, talked with our state representatives to get things that we want to do done yet. Hopefully that's going to change next year with a fresh new group of fellows and a fresh new elected representatives.
Yeah. Has MBK altered how you look at your identity and your culture? And if so, how did it do that?
Well, not at all, really. Not at all. It just made me more aware. MBK did a great job of making me more aware of what's going on in our local community. And it really changed my identity or the way I view myself or other people.
All right. So, what do you think MBK could do going on in the future to help, like, enhance how someone looks at themselves or how they look at their culture?
Now, I've actually been thinking about this question for a while, and me personally, the best way to accept culture is to deny it, if that makes any sort of sense. Make sure you're a brotherhood. Don't focus on, oh, he's from Jamaica. Oh, he's from the DR. Oh, he's from Nigeria. Oh, he's from Colombia. It doesn't matter, you know. It's MBK is about a brotherhood, and brothers don't look at each other and evaluate their ethnicities, you know. Because all that's going to do is that's just, no matter what you do, all that's going to do is cause tension. So, if we make it more about empowering everyone and about brotherhoods, like the original purpose of MBK was to, then honestly, I think that would be much better than pursuing this track of identity.
I like that response. That's a very very well informed and, I don't know, just overall great response.
Thank you.
Let's see. Oh, here we go. Are there adults or mentors in the program that you've been able to lean on?
Yes, I have been able to lean on everyone, basically everyone there. You know, I was able to lean on you and John for last year during the fellow inductee program. I was able to lean on Dr. Saar for any questions or anything regarding real life things. I was able to lean on Mr. Prince and both Mr. Graves. So, yeah, I will say MBK has had extremely positive effect for me, at least.
All right. Now I'll be passing the mic over to John.
Okay. Hi, John.
Hey, what's up? part of the MK in a moment of a national racial reckoning created a sense of community, of support, and or activism?
Well, that's actually a great question. I feel like MBK during, I feel like MBK, especially during 2021, during the 2021 school year where I was at home on my computer and going to the beach virtually, I feel like that really showed me what's going on in the world just isn't, like, happening everywhere. It's, like, a small part. Because when you, like, turn on the news and stuff and you see, you know, massive protests and see stuff like that and see civil unrest, you know, it's just, like, it's just allocated to certain... The two races can't get along. I mean, races of people can't get along. Unlike MBK, you know, it made me feel stronger as a brotherhood, and it made me think that even though the people I'm sitting next to are different from me, they come from different countries, different households, different customs, different, you know, everything, et cetera, you know, we're all a bunch of brothers. So I feel like it had the opposite effect, but in a good way. You know.
So, definitely.
Yeah, instead of here, the best way I'm going to describe this is instead of looking in, I'm looking out. Looking out at the world and then making sure that that concept doesn't enter our community, you know?
Do you think that MBK could have done more to address the injustice from protesters?
Okay, so with the current funding, and I was since at the fellowship meeting and all those other seminars that we went to last during the school year, honestly, with the amount of funding that MBK gets, I really don't think they could have done anything more. Maybe if they got with the administration of the schools and stuff, had circle talks, maybe that would have done something. But I don't think MBK really has the power to sit there and effectively stop racism in their community. That we're just not there yet. But hopefully, we will be there. And hopefully, when we tackle these socioeconomic problems that racism stems from, we will be able to defeat it outright one day.
No, we think back to, like, what you mentioned before, that we're looking in and then not out. And then you mentioning that are you saying that there is racism in this community, in your community?
Well, I mean, it's Westchester. Westchester is pretty diverse. And once you have diversity, unfortunately, there is people that are just not going to like each other for who they are. So I will say, yeah, but there's definitely a bigger brotherhood than the racism, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, no, exactly. Not getting in on this beforehand. How do you think, like, the pandemic, like, specifically impacted MBK chapter?
Oh,
like,
my goodness. Okay. So, you know, everything from knowing how to act in public, how to be mature, was affected by the pandemic, all the way to people's jobs, people's livelihoods, and how we view the world, you know. Sitting behind the computer in 2021 during my sophomore, we have a lot of time to look at what's going on in the world, especially because I took, like, courses like human rights, and I was a part of some other clubs that made me look outside of the community. And it made me, but it made me look more outward towards the world and current events and trying to decode why this stuff is happening. You know?
Yeah, for sure. But then how did you engage with MBK?
How did I engage with MBK? Well, I will say, this year wasn't really my year, you know. I mean, I don't mean this in a bad way. You know, MBK was kind of a little challenging to be a part of because of some of the behaviors and stuff going on in the program, which I really hope gets it. But, yeah. So, my impact that I think I left on MBK was that, well, obviously, I'm going to be a fellow, and I'm going to be going with community planners, but I think I may have, you know, maybe persuaded some of the kids that are programmed to come back next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now that you're mentioning that, you are, like, you kind of, like, can't, like, kind of lay back from participating in this sort of behavior. Do you think there, like, is other ways to participate or being a part of the community?
Yes, there definitely is. Yeah, there definitely is other ways to participate. Remember, MBK, you know, the actual after-school program, you know, was centered around us sharing ideas, us studying, us doing math, studying history, learning about cooking. We had a lot of cooking videos last year. Going to learn about nature, learn about personal history, like what even happened, like if you ask the average person living in Austin, you know, what happened in 1888 in Austin, and they're probably going to be like, I have no clue. But what I learned through the MBK program was that in 1888 here in Austin, we experienced the worst blizzard the town has ever seen. You know, extremely important. What something that MBK should really roll upon.
Now, do you have a story with MBK, like either regarding yourself or like a peer?
Do I have a success story? I'm going to say this right now. I don't have a success story yet. Not yet. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to have a crazy success story that I can share with all the incoming fellows later.
And what do you think your MBK program does really well?
Okay. We plan things really well. Like, we had a lot of bowling trips that unfortunately I wasn't able to go on. We, last year, in April or something, we went on a nature walk. T-Town, planted trees, learn about the wildlife and stuff. So yeah, when it comes to community planning and just like uplifting our local communities and stuff like that, that's something that MBK did really well, especially 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
One of my biggest gripes is that there's, over the pandemic, people have lost a lot of jobs and a lot of industry in Austin. And when I look at towns, like, Austin, you know, despite it being so big, we only have, like, a handful of restaurants that bring in high income and taxes for the town. So, here is to talk with community planners, see if we can start business initiatives. So that way, we can have a store on every corner, you know, like how it used to be. Get some people's jobs back. Who knows? Maybe I can. Who knows? Maybe I can get like a Lowe's here or Amazon here, which would really, really impact the community.
That definitely would. And now, going off of that, do you think, how do you think it became impacted your trajectory, like, I think you left it on for this one of, let's say, your social life?
My social life? Well, MBK hasn't really impacted my life in that area. Just hanging out with people I see every day, just for an extra hour and a half. Thursdays. That's just about it. But I will say MBK hasn't really affected me in that area, but like I will say it has affected me in other areas.
Like, yeah. Putting it on another point. Like how about personality wise?
I don't really know. I don't think so.
That's fine. Yeah.
How about academically?
Academically, it's made me want to. Well, I already have a huge academic drive, and when I get like lower grades than what I desire, I get like upset. But it's really like MBK kind of like sets my mind straight after like a long day of work or a long day of learning.
Right. How about like
leadership wise or like
opportunity wise?
Leadership wise? Well, I haven't had much of an opportunity to be a leader in the program yet. I'm going to next year. So and opportunity wise, well, they have given me a huge opportunity. Without MBK, I probably wouldn't know of a lot of the board members. I probably wouldn't know a lot of the, I now know the board of, the director of the Board of Regents, and I now have an email, you know what I mean? So I can just email him if I have a suggestion about something or something like that. You know, that's huge opportunities right there.
100%, yeah, and then allow you to work and stuff like that. How about, like, career-wise?
Career-wise? We'll have to see in the future.
We'll have to see in the future.
Yeah,
because you being a junior yet.
How can MBK have, like, a bigger impact? Like, just overall.
How can MBK have a bigger impact? Okay, now this is another thing I've been thinking about for a while. Instead of making it my brother's keeper, make it my family's keeper. Include everyone. But at the same time, also have a vetting process so that way we don't get a bunch of, just for a lack of a better word, rowdy kids who just want to cause havoc because we don't want to participate. But include everyone, you know what I mean? Because once you include everyone, everyone improves.
Like you've been sitting here, like the environment, like the friends around you,
can that influence you? No, don't worry about it. Are there any challenges, limitations, barriers that local MBK right now is not capable of solving in terms of improving educational opportunities for young men of color?
Okay. Me personally, I haven't really seen
MBK doing, affecting things like the curriculum. Like, the curriculum changes are definitely needed to uplift education, especially for marginalized communities. So, until MBK does that, they really don't have a huge impact on education. Can't speak right now.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's any type of way that it can work on it right now?
I'm not really sure. Maybe set up community funds, maybe go to the library, maybe get some tutors, have free like a free tutoring program or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe even like older MBK fellows helping out younger ones. That could be a thing.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Make MBK follow kids
when they're older,
not just when they're sophomore, junior, senior year of high school. Like, have the program follow them to college. Get colleges involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, I guess that's almost all of it. Is there anything that I didn't ask that I should have, or, like, something that you want to mention?
Well, this is kind of a stretch right now, but, like, provide more funding for the fellows. The biggest change that they're going to make immediately is provide more funding for fellows that have an impact on the community. Like, I read somewhere that MBK fellows only get $5,400-something to spend on community planning, spend on funding. Like, here in the state of New York, that money doesn't go get you very far. Like, unless you're, like, in the Adirondacks or something like that. But the two biggest things is MBK could expand to different states and different areas of the state, and MBK could provide more funding for its fellows to affect the community. So.
For sure.
Another thing, have more fellows. Like, it shouldn't just be two fellows per school, because you're missing out on a lot of creative opportunities to having more than two people. Like, I would say somewhere between five and seven or something. Because that way, you basically have a council of fellows rather than just a partnership of fellows. And you would probably be able to get more done, because you simply have just more people working it. Oh, and another thing is open MBK up to everyone, because everyone, regardless of race, gender, you know, economic status or whatever, because that way you may open it up to everyone in the community who wants to improve the community, because then that way the community actually improves. Because a small group of people is going to look at themselves and be like, what are we going to do? It's only us, you know, 30 kids versus what are we going to do? It's us, you know, 150 people all around the community.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you want me to, like, finish off, or you want to?
Yeah, you can finish off.
All right, well, Seth, I appreciate taking time out of your day. Thank you for having me. Yeah, no, and I wish you nothing but the best when you become a fellow next year, all right?
Same from me as well. All right.
And it will end.